views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, the Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit.
Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. I'm the wholeness coach who shines the light on what you put into your body. And if we got a show for you today, we've got Benny in the house. Hello there, Benny. How are you?
Hey, good morning there. How are you?
Doing well. Thank
awesome.
You. So you're settling in for the holidays?
Oh, most definitely. I'm gearing up and ready to go. Done quite a bit of my shopping already, which is good. I'm anticipating the flows and just living it out.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Yeah, I'm pretty set myself as well. But my holidays are usually pretty easy because we don't have a whole lot of kids. So just have two that really have to shop for, and,
sure.
and they're easy. And so that's good. That's good.
That always lessens the pressure.
Exactly. It sure does. But, boy, this weather, I tell you what, I bet you're used to it because you're from Alaska, Benny.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I know. I think it kind of still catches people off guard, so to speak, but it's just patience is the key on anything and everywhere you go around here, and people still think it's the summertime, and it's not, people. roads are different, cars are different, they act different, so just drive different, just for a couple days, maybe a couple of weeks, not a big deal, maybe leave a little earlier, all I'm saying.
exactly, but boy, I tell you, I am not used to this coming from California, Southern California.
Well, yeah.
yeah. I'm bundled up, even in the house. I mean,
aww.
It is crazy. I know. And our heater is running nonstop. I do not want to see our electric bill.
Oh, yeah.
Lordy. So, anyway, but no snow yet. But I guess today some places did get some slush, but we haven't had any in my area.
Yeah, a few areas did. I know I live in Renton, and we had a little bit of flurries through the overnight. Nothing that stuck around but when I went in this morning. But, you know, a couple different areas had a little more than we did, and, of course, a little bit less than others. But it's that cold air, but less precipitation in the air, which is kind of inhibiting the, you know, the actual snow from falling and hitting the ground. But we'll merge out of this, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I guess that's a forecast anyway. Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it because, like I said, coming from Southern California, it's a little chilly. And the thing of it is when you come from a region like that is you don't have the clothes. You do not have all the coats and the gloves and the hats and the sweaters, you know.
Yeah, they're stuck up in an attic. They're stuck up in the attic in a box, right? You got to climb up.
Right.
And
I have to get out my skiing clothes.
Right,
I wear
exactly.
When I'm skiing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Craziness. Oh, boy. Well, we got a show for you today. We are going to talk about how you can make it through stressful times and come out winning on the other side. And, Benny, you mentioned something about patience, and that is actually the number one thing that people need to have to get through stressful times. Now, these tips that I'm going to be giving you today not only will help you get through the holidays, but it also will help you get through any other time in your life when you might be going through a really stressful situation. So we're going to talk about how to emotionally and mentally get through the stressful times, but also how do you eat? What are some healthy eating tips that can carry you through? And, because I know people are going to do it, how do you survive a hangover, or how do you prevent a hangover? Because I know the holiday season's here, and also when we go through a lot of stress, people tend to drink more. And that's why back in 2008 and 2007 when the stock market fell out and the economy fell out and the real estate market fell out, if you were going to invest in stocks, your stockbroker would tell you to invest in what they call vice stocks. So because the sales of vices went up like alcohol. and wine and things like that. So we are going to be talking about how we get through all that. But first of all, one of the main things to do during this a period of time like this is to have patience, and not only for other people, but for yourself as well. It's not the time to add more stress to yourself, like setting a whole bunch of goals for things that you need to do, because that you're not going to be in a mindset where you're going to be able to accomplish a whole lot of things. So what you want to do is you want to take baby steps and set reasonable goals, you know, things to get you through the day, that type of thing. But have patience for other people, because what you have to realize is that other people have their own dramas as well that they're going through, their issues in life. And especially around the holidays, people get kind of on edge because they're having to go out and shop for all these people, and they're thinking about buying gifts, or the people going to like the gifts that they're buying, and they go to one place and they might not have what they need and that type of thing. So then they're driving around all over the place trying to shop and get things to please people, so they've got that stress. Then the other stress is got company coming in, and they're getting the house in, prepared for the company to come in, and the meals all prepared, and people just lose their minds at this point in time. So just give people space, you know. Give that driver who's out there driving like a maniac who cuts you off, just give them some space. Give them some breathing room, you know. Just take a few breaths yourself. And the main thing to learn to do is to breathe. And there, I practiced yoga for over 20 years, and that's one thing that came out of the yoga practice that they teach and they drill into your head. Just breathe. Because if you have your breath and you're breathing deep into your diaphragm, it calms you down. It relaxes you. When you get stressed out, you tend to hold your breath all up in the top of your lungs, around your throat, and your breath gets shortened and it goes faster. It's a more rapid pace. So you just need to slow it all down. You know, as you get anxious, you go like this, okay? So you're all tense. So just breathe deeply. Slow the breath down and breathe deep. Consciously think about breathing into your stomach. And if you think about taking it all the way down into your stomach and your abdomen, then that will help calm you down. It will help center you and ground you. So just breathe. And I know this breath works because I went skiing a while back, and downhill skiing, and I hadn't done any skiing for quite some time. And I just used my breath, the breathing in and out and with a rhythm, and had my body going with my breath, the movements going up and down and up and down. And I was able to navigate any kind of hill or downward slope that I came across because I was breathing like that. And we go skiing at Sun Valley, Idaho, and some of those runs can be pretty gnarly, even though they say they're beginner. They're more intermediate. So you would come up to some pretty steep hills, and I'd look at them and go, oh, my word, what have I gotten myself into? So I just breathe through it. You know, I took the little baby step, you know, okay, let me get through here, get through 6 feet down, and then you know, take it easy, and then get through another 6 feet, then another 8, then 10 feet, and then before you know it, I was at the bottom of the mountain. So without any injuries or without any drama. So that's another tip. So have patience, give people space, and breathe. And breathe into your abdomen. So another thing you can do is you can reconnect, because we talk about this a lot, reconnect with your higher power. And so you turn everything over to your higher power. So when you're going through a stressful situation, you have a tendency, people have a tendency to think they have to do it all by themselves, that they have to handle everything all by themselves. And this isn't necessarily true. If you call on your higher power to come in and help you, you can turn it all over to your higher power. Just give it all over to your higher power. And your higher power will come in, then you'll open up the door for your higher power to come in and work through you, to guide you, and to take care of the situations so that you can just relax. And I know that by calling on my higher power quite a few times, I've been really amazed at the results. Even as for something as simple as you're trying to return an item that you have bought, and the sales clerk kind of doesn't know how to do it, or they're kind of like, well, I don't know if we can accept this item. I don't think you can return it, all that kind of thing. So even doing something as simple as that, I've called on my higher power and understood my I am presence, take care of this. And the thing gets handled, and I'm able to return the item without any hassles. So even small things like that, your higher power is just waiting for you to call on them and let her or him come in and work through you to guide you. That's what they're there for, because your higher power is what has put you on this earth, right? They're the reason why you're here. They're above you, and they beat your heart. Your heart, and your heart is what gives you your life. So it's very important to do that. We have got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some eating tips that will help you get through stressful periods and the holidays without too much weight gain. And we're also going to learn how to recover and prevent hangovers. If you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Did you know there are over 7 billion people in this world, each with his or her own makeup, personalities, or preferences? Then how in the world can anyone think that one single healing method can work for everyone? It's just not possible. Even if you try to break it down and categorize people into different blood types, different body types, different astrological signs, it still doesn't work. Everyone is different. No two people are alike. If you want real results from your wellness program, then it needs to be customized to work just for you. That is where the Bond Method can help you. It is a customized program developed for you to help you prevent or recover from a healthcare challenge and live your life with love, joy, peace, and happiness. Who doesn't want that? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Today we are talking about how to survive the holidays, and I want to talk a little bit about family dynamic. So that leads me to, what the bleep is that?
And now, the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
Okay. The holidays are here, and if there's some, lots of, for some people, not everybody, but for a lot of people, family dynamics start to enter into the mix. So it's not bad, it's not enough, you know, that you've got all the pressure of the holidays and trying to please people and getting out there and buying them the gifts that they want and serving good meals and having people over to your house, or you go over to somebody else's house and you'd be on your best behavior. But then the family dynamics come out, because what happens is there's a lot of pressure for the families to get together and to be happy. And the holidays are supposedly a special time, and you have these great expectations that this year, hopefully, everybody will behave if there's some interesting family dynamics going on. And all this pressure gets put on everybody, and things get built up, and it doesn't always turn out that way that they behave. And so, actually, lots of times during the holidays and stressful times, the family dynamics get worse, and they kind of can explode. If there's a situation that's kind of simmering right in, at the surface, it can just all of a sudden come up and blow up and be brought into the light. And when these situations happen, people lots of times really don't know how to deal with them. First of all, the thing of it is that they have been brought to the light, and once something is being brought to the light, then it can be addressed. So you might want to, instead of think, oh, this is horrible, what are we going to do? Instead, what you might want to do is think, oh, this is nice, this is great, it's being brought to the light, so now we can deal with it. And so that will help, that attitude will help you get through that. The other thing is that when you get into these situations and you have a family member who's acting out, or you have a friend who's acting out, whatever way that might be, instead of condemning or judging them or complaining about it or criticizing them or gossiping about it, which people have a tendency to do behind that person's back, what you want to do is to send them love. Just send them that love energy and keep your mouth shut, okay? So you don't want to be criticizing, condemning, judging, or complaining. You also don't want to be hateful towards them either, because sometimes people can do something that will make you very disappointed, and what happens lots of times is that energy gets directed to them in a negative way with hate or even dislike. And these are all very negative emotions that, when you generate that energy and you send that energy out towards another person, not only does it hurt the other person in a way, because it's negative energy being directed to them, and since everything is energy, they will be affected by it. But whatever you send out, because of the law of attraction and the law of what you put your attention on, guess what happens? That all comes back to you. So not only are you hurting the other person, but you're also hurting yourself. So that is one of the first things people start doing when they see somebody acting out, is they criticize, condemn, judge, complain, gossip about them. They show dislike, or sometimes even on an extreme hatred. And these are all negative emotions that do not help the person, and they do not help the person sending it out either. They do not help you if you're doing that. So you want to eliminate that. Now, it's okay to have a constructive plan of action. And, like, if somebody is saying, all of a sudden you realize that they're an alcoholic or something, or a drug addict or whatever, and you want to do something constructive to help get them maybe do an intervention and get them help, that's one thing. But you need to talk about it amongst your family members in a constructive manner, not with any judgment or criticism. You just pretty much want to lay out the facts and what you can do to help them. But then on the other hand, though, you don't want to nag them either. Like, if somebody's doing some behavior that you think is crazy or off the wall or off the cuff, You don't want to sit there telling them, well, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, and that type of thing, because all that will do is make the situation worse. So the best way to deal with it is to consciously send them love and well wishes and realize you have no idea what that person's karma is with that person, even though they might be your relative, they might be your child, they might be your parents, and you think you know them very well. You don't really know what their path is, their soul path is for enlightenment, for evolution, what they're put on this earth to learn so that their soul can evolve in this lifetime. So when you start criticizing them and telling them what to do, you're kind of getting in the way of what they need to do, and it's your opinion as to what they need to do, maybe not necessarily what they really need to do. So the best thing to do is to send them the love and just realize that their own I Am presence, their own higher power will guide them. So speak to their higher power to guide them to do whatever they need to do to evolve and learn the lessons that they need to learn in this lifetime, and detach yourself and let it go. Because a lot of people get codependent around these things and think that they need to take control and help this person and intervene and do all that. Now, if somebody is injuring or harming another person, then obviously you want to step in and alleviate the situation. But other than that, you just kind of have to let them go. And it's a hard thing for people to realize. But by trying to tell them what to do and criticizing them and telling them they're no good and that they're drinking too much or whatever, it is not going to help the situation. So don't argue with them. And that's the other thing, too, is when you argue with somebody, and usually that's what happens, when you start trying to tell somebody what to do, they're going to be resentful, and they're not going to want to hear it, and they're going to start defending their position, and then an argument's going to arise, which is not a good thing either. Brings down the energy and gets everybody all upset, and all this negativity does not help anybody, and it creates more stress. And this is what we're trying to do, is to relieve stress. So if somebody starts arguing, it takes two people to argue. So if somebody starts arguing with you, just shut your mouth, walk away, and bless them. Say, God bless you. You can say it out loud or you can say it in your mind. So that's the thing. Whenever, this is the thing, because it's very hard for people to not criticize, condemn, or complain or judge another person, because we have kind of been brought up in a society that does that. You know, we've been seeing it all of our lives. And so we're kind of accustomed to it. And if you watch TV, there's TV shows that promote this type of behavior and that we've seen. So we think it's acceptable in our society when it's really not. So when you start watching yourself and trying to keep yourself from doing this, you'll start to realize how much you do it, and you're doing it subconsciously. You don't even realize you're doing it. So the trick I have found that seems to work is whenever I catch myself thinking, you know, having a thought in my mind that I might want to criticize somebody or whatever, instead I just do the opposite. I say, God bless you, in my head or out loud if it's appropriate, whatever, if I feel comfortable saying it, I'll just say, bless you. And I have noticed that when I do that, then the impulse to criticize, complain, or judge somebody just goes away. And it's like, oh, God bless them, you know, and it's done. And so then in that blessing, you're sending out a blessing, which is a feeling of love energy. So it removes the negativity, it removes the darkness, it removes the lower level energy and raises the energy up, which is what you want. Because when you're operating in a higher level energetically, then you can deal with the stress and you really don't have that much stress. The other thing you can do is, lots of times when we have our friends or our family members who are acting out, we develop grievances towards them. Like if somebody has done something that we feel is unjust towards us, and or something that's inappropriate towards us, no matter what it is, it can be something small, it can be something huge, we will hold a grievance against them. And so you need to learn to let go of these grievances, because grievances are negative energy again. And like I said, whatever you send out towards another person is what you will get back. So if you're sending out a negative energy, such as a grievance, towards somebody else, it's what you've got your attention on. You've got your attention on the grievance, which is negative, and you're sending it out to them. Guess what? You are going to get that back. So if you learn to forgive, learn to bless people, then what happens is you're sending out love energy, and then it helps the other person. Not only does it help the other person, but it helps you as well, because whatever you send out is what you bring back. So you can get rid of the family dynamics or deal with them a lot better that way than getting all caught up in the drama. And if people are getting caught up in the drama of it, just step away. Just bless them all and step away and keep your mouth shut. You don't want to argue. All right, we've got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some healthy eating tips to get through the holidays or a stressful period in your life, and how to survive and prevent a hangover. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me the other day who had high cholesterol. The doctors wanted to put her on statins. So I worked with her, and in 4 short weeks, her cholesterol was cut in half. She didn't have to go on statins. I will never forget how excited she was when she called me to give me the good news. When you're ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. I'm the wholeness coach who shines the light on what you put into your body. Today we're talking about ways to help you get through stressful time in your life, including the holidays. And I'm running a promotion right now, which I totally forgot to tell everybody about at the beginning of the show. So I'm going to tell you now. So my holiday gift to you all is going to be 20% off of my services. During the holidays, we have a tendency to overindulge, and then the new year comes along, and everybody goes on a diet program, a health program, a detox program, or whatever. All of a sudden, people realize they've got to lose those pounds that they gained during the holidays. And if they were suffering from a health care challenge during the year, then they decide, oh, it's time for me to really get serious about it. So what I'm doing is I'm running a special for everybody. I am giving 20% off of my services now through January 15th of 2014. So what you will get is a customized weight loss program, a customized program to help you regain your health if you need that, and a customized detox program. And these programs really work because they are designed for you. This is not so many times people go with the latest craze. In January, some new diet always comes out, some new detox program comes out, and people jump on the bandwagon, and in the first few weeks of doing it, they're all excited, and they see a little bit of weight loss, or they feel a little bit better, but as time goes on, they find it harder and harder to stay on the program because it's not designed for them, and so it becomes difficult, or the program stops working for them, and more people go off of these programs because they're designed for one, they're not designed as a custom program. It's like one program fits everybody, and it's not the way it works. There's over 7 billion people in the world, and not one program is going to work for everybody. So that's why I do a customized program. So when you're ready to get serious about your health and your weight loss and your detox program, then contact me. You can contact me, M as in Mary or Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com, or you can call me at 425-412-0202, 425-412-0202, and I will give you 20% off of your customized program. And who doesn't want that? Okay, before the break, we were talking about getting rid of grievances, letting go of resentment, learning how to forgive. And I run across a few of these thoughts on forgiveness that I'd like to share with you. And one of them is talking about resentment here, and this is from Catherine Ponder. And what she says is, when you hold resentment towards another, you are bound to that person or condition by an emotional link that is stronger than steel. Forgiveness is the only way to dissolve that link and get free. Interesting. Yes, so that's what I'm talking about, letting go, getting rid of grievances. Grievances are actually resentments. So that energy, when you're sending out that negative energy, it actually binds you more to that person. Or that condition. You can have grievances against conditions, like if you lost your job, you lost your house, you lost a lot of money in the stock market when it crashed, that type of thing. You can have grievances and have anger and bad feelings towards conditions as well as people. So we need to learn how to get rid of all of the grievances that we have, whether it's directed towards a condition or a person. And by doing that, that raises our energy level. And we've been talking a lot about manifestation, the power of manifestation. When your energy level's raised, then you can start manifesting the life that you want. So this is important. These are reasons why we get through these things. And I guess we have these situations, stressful situations from time to time, and then the holidays, to kind of remind us, you know, if we've been cruising throughout the year or cruising throughout our lives, when these situations happen, they're there for us to learn from them, to remind us of what we need to do to overcome our situation and to learn to have gratitude for the things we have, that we do have, so that we can raise our energy level up, so that we can manifest the life that we truly, truly want. So if we bless these conditions, if we see that these are learning opportunities for us to learn and we bless them, then we can get through them a lot easier and a lot faster, too, and get to the other side where we come out a stronger person, we come out with more experience, we come out with more knowledge. And that is gives us tools that we can use to navigate through this journey called life. You know, people say that there's two things in life that you can be sure of. First of all, you have to pay taxes, and number two, you're going to die. Well, I'd say there's a third one, and the third one is there's going to be change. Nothing stays the same. There's always going to be change. And these situations, when they come up, teach us how to deal with change. And lots of times, if you look back on some of the most stressful situations in your life and you think about it, those were the opportunities where you learned the biggest lessons. And lots of times, these situations and conditions redirected our lives into a whole different path that actually we end up benefiting more from than if we had stayed on the same path. So that, I believe, is the reason why we go through these things. So we need to embrace these things, no matter how stressful they are and how painful they are. If we embrace them and bless them and see them as learning experiences, then they don't have the energy to bog us down so much. We can detach ourselves from them, not get all caught up in the energy, and move forward and learn the lesson that we need and go in the direction that we're being pointed in, so that we end up, I don't know, with a much more meaningful life, one that we really like. Okay. Now, this is what Mahatma Gandhi says about forgiveness. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. He also says, if we practice an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, soon the whole world would be blind and toothless. I like that one. Then Sarah Patterson, who wrote Hidden Power of the Heart, says, sincere forgiveness isn't colored with expectations that the other person apologize or change. Don't worry whether or not they finally understand you. Love them and release them. Life feeds back truth to people in its own way and time, just like it does for you and me. So again, love them and release them. And you will be able to get through these times. And I could go on with more of these, but I think we need to talk now because I said I was going to talk about tips for eating. Now, this is the thing. It's the holidays, and when you're going through a really stressful situation, it's not the best time always to go on a diet. And I know people who do this because I get clients a lot, and I've had friends who decide to go on a diet to lose weight during the holiday season. Now, if you have a medical condition and you need to go on a diet, that's one thing. But if you're just thinking that you're going to lose some weight during the holiday season, I'm sorry, but you're setting yourself up for failure most times because you're going to parties, you're going to your holiday dinners at people's houses, or you're having people over and they want good food. It's just too much. The temptation is just really, really, really too strong. And what ends up happening is you might be able to have willpower for one or two parties, but after a while, because of the fact that all these people are eating around you and you're exposed to it all the time, the, you know, really good foods that aren't so healthy for us all the time, It's just too much, and I have never seen anybody really be able to succeed. So just be patient with yourself, give it up, and then what happens is if you decide to go on this diet and you put these unrealistic expectations out there for yourself, when you do end up going off the wagon and you binge on some dessert or something that you just had to have that you just couldn't pass up, then you feel horrible about yourself and you beat yourself up. And it's a vicious cycle, and we don't want that. All that does is add to the stress. So we want to eat healthy, but don't sit there and have these unrealistic expectations that you're going to be able to go on a strict diet during this time. So get over it. What you do want to do, though, is to have healthy snacks. available, because you're out there running around like a chicken with your head cut off, in your car, running errands, going here and there. And it's very easy. You get hungry because you forget to eat, or your schedule doesn't go as planned, and you're out there shopping when you had planned on coming home and having lunch or something like that, or grabbing a bun. So you'll eat something quick and fast at the mall, and all that's really there is junk food, okay? So what I advise my clients to do is to have healthy snacks with them in the car, like apples, pumpkin seeds, almonds, bananas, peanut butter or almond butter with some whole grain crackers or something like that, or you can even put it on your apple or just eat it out of the jar. These things you can have in the car. They don't need to be refrigerated, and you can just eat them, and the nuts especially will give you some protein that'll help you, will satisfy your appetite and the hunger pains, and you'll be able to have energy to get through the rest of the day. I do not recommend protein bars, because protein bars actually are candy bars with a bunch of vitamins in them, and so they're really not good. The processed food, they're just really not good. I haven't seen any that are healthy. I'm sorry, but it's true. And when you know that you're going to go out shopping, make sure that you have a really good meal before you do that. Like for breakfast, have eggs or something like that. It's going to be protein, and have some fruit that's going to carry you through the morning. And the other thing is, when you're out at a party and you're having a dinner party, what you might want to do is eat your vegetables first, because if you fill up on those, then you'll be satisfied and you won't tend to eat so much of the other stuff, like the dressing and the gravy and all that type of thing. So we have to take another quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to continue to talk to you about healthy eating tips and how to avoid and recover from a hangover. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world, with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is happy.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find out by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at The Michelle Bond Show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies these other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, or the Michelle Show, Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. I don't even know the name of my show. This is ridiculous. Oh, Lord, I need to do some of my own stuff to relax and breathe, get rid of the stress, I tell you. During the holidays, we are talking about how to survive stressful situations. And before the break, I was giving out some tips about eating, so we'll continue with that. And then we're going to talk about how to prevent and recover from a hangover if you happen to get one, because I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to be drinking. Okay, another tip is before you go to a party or before you go out to where you're going to be tempted to eat, let's say, a bunch of appetizers that might not be so healthy or sweet, what you might want to do is have a healthy meal. And then that way you won't be hungry and they won't be tempting you and you'll just nibble when you get there and that won't be so bad. So we said eat your vegetables first when you are at dinner, and then that way you won't be so tempted to eat some of the other high-calorie items or high-fat items that are being served. And if you do eat them, you'll eat them in moderation. You also want to slow down. You want to eat your meals slowly. It's not time to go shoveling all the food in your mouth. I know you've been waiting all year to have the special holiday foods, so enjoy them. Savor them. Eat them slowly and enjoy it. And don't go for seconds unless you're getting a salad or you're getting healthy vegetables. And if you slow down your food or your consumption of your food, you will start to get feel full. It'll kick in. Your body will feel it. You will feel it. Your stomach will feel full. And you won't be as tempted to go for the seconds because you'll be satisfied. It does take a little while for your body to feel full when you're eating, so that's why you want to slow it down. Now, what about hangovers? Well, the thing of it is they are caused by a few things. First of all, drinking too much. That definitely, that's a no-brainer. But the other thing is you might be deficient in magnesium. You might have low levels of magnesium, and that can cause hangovers as well. So if you boost your magnesium level, that will help prevent the hangovers as long as you are drinking in moderation. And one of the ways you can do that is by taking, of course, magnesium supplements, but also you can eat these foods. Quinoa has got a lot of magnesium. So do almonds. Pumpkin seeds, as I mentioned before, artichokes, and beans have a lot of magnesium. So you might want to boost your magnesium level. The other thing to do is to drink lots of water or coconut water in between each alcoholic beverage that you have. So if you will have a glass of water in between, you have a glass of wine, then you have a glass of water. Do like that. Number one, one of the things that causes a hangover is dehydration, so you'll stay hydrated. But number two is you probably won't drink as much because you're drinking all this water in between, okay? So you're not pounding drinks, and that will help prevent a hangover. You can also take activated charcoal the night after drinking and that night before you go to bed. You take the activated charcoal and then again in the morning. The only thing with activated charcoal is do not take it with nutritional supplements, because what happens is, because it takes all the toxins and things that you don't want in your system out, it'll also take your supplements out. So don't take activated charcoal with your vitamins or your supplements. And turmeric helps detox the liver, and it also helps to settle the stomach. So you might want to make sure that you're getting enough turmeric, some turmeric. And ginger or mint tea is also good for the stomach. So the morning after, if you're a little queasy, have some ginger or mint tea, and that will help with your tummy, especially ginger. Ginger is known to really help with digestion And pickled ginger actually helps to kill parasites. We did a whole show on parasites, and we talked about that. So ginger is very good. Another thing to have to help get rid of hangovers is vitamin B, B complex, because the alcohol kills vitamin B so in your body. So you will want to supplement with that. So, of course, the number one way to keep from getting a hangover is to not drink. That would be the number one thing. But I know it's the holidays, or if you're going through a stressful situation, that's probably not going to happen. So if you do decide to imbibe, if you do some of these tips, that should help lower your chances of getting a hangover, or if you get one, help you recover from one. Okay? So I hope that helps you all. So to recap, to get through the stressful times, we need to have patience, not only with ourselves but with other people. We need to breathe, just learn to breathe. We need to get rid of resentments and forgive people, because this is the time of holiday cheer, of people of goodwill towards man. So it's a good time. It's a good time to start thinking about forgiving and getting over your grievances, because the energy is there to do that. It's a collective energy in our society, in the world right now, going through the holiday period. So it's a good time to think about doing that. And that leads me to the philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bonds philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, the philosophy tip of the day does come from the I Am Discourses of the Saint Germain Foundation. And Saint Germain says, "Try to understand, O beloved ones, that everything which irritates or disturbs you is just the human creation who wants to longer hold its dominion within and about you. That should be your signal to call your mighty I Am presence into action to take command of you and your world." So like I said at the beginning of this show, call on your higher power, your mighty I Am presence, to help you get through these situations, to help you get through these stressful times, and realize that what's going on out there, stuff that's causing all the drama, the stuff that's causing all the stress, is of the human creation. Humans make all that. Our I Am presence, our higher power, does not. And the human creation wants to grab a hold, the ego wants to grab a hold of all this drama that's out there and keep us in it. But we can rise above it by going and reaching up to our higher power, our mighty I Am presence. So I hope these help you, these tips help you get through these stressful times, manage the holidays, manage your stress, that you get to the other side and you realize when you're going through these things that the situation is really a time of education for us to learn again what is important and to see our path and to learn the lesson that we were put on this earth to learn. Okay. So I want to remind everybody again that I am having a holiday gift to everybody of 20% off of my services, which I'm offering now through January 15th of 2014. So you can get your customized weight loss program, your customized program to regain your health, and a customized detox program. So when you are ready to get serious about your health and your weight loss, then contact me. M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com. Or you can call me 425-412-0202. So I've got another show coming up today at 2 o'clock Pacific time, 5 o'clock Eastern time, where I'm going to be talking about the fear of death, which is the number one fear that most people have. And we're going to be talking about what is death really like and why should we really not fear it. I'm going to have a guest, and I'm sure some of you have probably heard of her, Sue London, who is a radio show host on our network, Transformation Talk Radio, and WBLQ. And she is not only a radio host extraordinaire, but she's had a near-death experience and has survived it. So we're going to be talking about what it's like on the other side and why we shouldn't fear it. So I want to thank everybody for listening. And I wish you the best through the holidays. And stay tuned. I'll see you next Tuesday. God bless you all.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines the light on what you put into your body. Did you know there are over 7 billion people in this world, each with his or her own makeup, personalities, or preferences? Then how in the world can anyone think that one single healing method can work for everyone? It's just not possible. Even if you try to break it down and categorize people into different blood types, different body types, different astrological signs, it still doesn't work. Everyone is different. No two people are alike. If you want real results from your wellness program, then it needs to be customized to work just for you. That is where the Bond Method can help you. It is a customized program developed for you to help you prevent or recover from a healthcare challenge and live your life with love, joy, peace, and happiness. Who doesn't want that? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.